Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, best-selling author of The Little Red Book of Selling.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder of Sales in a New York Minute, and this is Sell or Die, real world sales talk, no tricks, no bullshit.
We're interviewing the best minds, or the best minds we can find, on selling and personal development, and we're doing it live. Why do we do it live? Dude, you make sales calls live, in the moment, bullshit. And there's no pre-taping your sales presentation.
We're taking your sales questions live. Just send them to us on Twitter, Facebook, or on YouTube Live. You can even just pop onto our Facebook feed right now and send us your
questions. Because we're doing it live on Facebook and reading every single one of your questions. The man behind the glass, the great, the one, the only, here's Doug Branson, our producer. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hello, Jeffrey. Hello, Jennifer. A reminder to our live Facebook viewers that you can listen to this show anytime you want by subscribing to us on iTunes. Just search Sell or Die. Jeffrey, Jennifer, what's going on in your sales world?
We are having a good time. It's been a big week.
It's fun. This is like the crunch right before the holiday. Like, get it all in now.
I think that there's a sort of a rush. It's like you're the day before vacation. Mm-hmm. You know, you're trying to get everything all done.
It's and like then one of your most productive days.
And trying to make the excuse. Oh, it's I just found the early warning signs of Christmas.
Let's see.
Here they are. They're the peeps, the Christmas tree. Oh, sorry. Maybe peeps will see this and become a sponsor on our show.
Oh, yeah.
But this is clearly the early warning sign of Christmas. Yes, I'm eating them. Actually, you're not supposed to eat on the air, but I have a snowman. And I want to take a second. Let me tell you about a service that I absolutely love and I think can help your business. It's called Owler, O-W-L-E-R, owler.com. Owler is the crowd-sourced competitive intelligence platform that 800,000 business professionals rely on to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts, and I use it myself. You can also search for me. It's free, totally free. Just go on owler.com and do it, and you can automatically receive my latest sales tips. Videos, you know, you just go to owler.com and in the search box type by Gittimer or Gittimer and then click on the yellow star and follow me. And you'll get
so cool.
You'll get a video.
Chris is showing a demo as you're saying
very
it.
Nice.
How to search, where to follow.
Very
and
nice.
And you only have 328 followers, Jeffrey.
What's with this?
That's bullshit.
Come on, there's 800,000 of you out there. Get on your computer and type in the word Gittimer and you'll be able to do it in a heartbeat. We're going to start pumping it crazy. But that's a whole other story.
All right, coming up, we have a great show. We're continuing our celebration of November.
What do you mean November, Jen?
No, like this week's all about rejection, Jeffrey.
Oh, cool, my favorite.
Oh, yeah. How to deal with it? Your favorite. Have you been rejected?
Oh, plenty of times.
Uh-huh. Okay. How to deal with it and how to use it.
Well, we have two great guests ahead. They're going to join us live. First, an international sales coach, Kim Orleski, and then later, the great Grant Cardone. Come on. We're going to go into the Cardone zone head first. Grant Cardone joins us live. So, let's get going. Let's get to it. It's time to sell or die. Rejection. We've all gotten it. Come on. We all deal with it in some way or another. Some good, some bad, some quit. We're going to spend this show talking about the art and the science of accepting and dealing with rejection. But before we get into it, I want to share this clip. We started a series on my YouTube channel for salespeople who need inspiration. And they need it fast. Get them in minutes. It comes out every Thursday, and you can get every single one of them for nothing for the moment. You can tell it's live. I just sneezed.
Bless you.
Okay, and you can get it for free. You have to just subscribe to my YouTube channel. So here's the clip. It is an exclusive preview. No one has ever seen this preview before.
Well, I have.
Well, okay, and Doug has because he produced it.
And
but
Chris has.
It has everything to do with how to make the most out of rejection, so we had to show it now. Take a look. Number 19, the power and joy of rejection. It's amazing what you can learn when somebody says no to you, much more than when someone says yes. In both cases, you need to understand why the yes or the no occurred. Celebrate the no the same way you celebrate the yes. It will help you understand why and ultimately get you to more yeses. The power of rejection and learning from it is the foundation for your resilience and your success. Number 20. The power, joy, and celebration of victory. Yes attitude. When you're in sales, nothing feels better than making one. The power comes 1 minute after the celebration. That's when you start making the next sale. Most salespeople stop after one. Huge mistake. Your assertiveness is in high gear. Your belief system is in higher gear. And your attitude, your yes attitude, is in the highest gear. Once you learn that the best time to make a sale is right after you've just made a sale, you're on the path to doubling your sales.
All right, you just saw the graphic there, but just another reminder that if you want a deeper level of education on sales, you have to check out GetEmmerLearningAcademy.com. You don't have a choice. Go there now. GetEmmerLearningAcademy.com. Go there and sign up for a free demo today. It's a live demo with a real person. And we should mention, since that will be premiering on your YouTube channel, Jeffrey, that you're celebrating a big milestone.
Oh, yeah. We just passed our... I know. We just passed our 5 millionth view on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. And congrats, Jeffrey.
Well, the congratulations goes to YouTube because they're making a bloody fortune out of it. But the bottom line is we have an accolade that a lot of people will never see in their lifetime.
Yeah, that's
and
really cool.
I'm very proud of it. So,
all right.
Thanks.
Now, let's discuss our thoughts on dealing with rejection. We've titled this episode Rejection Infection for two reasons.
Yeah.
Number one, everyone's getting sick right now. You feel that in the air? It's like gross. I don't want to be near anyone. There's so many germs.
Yeah.
And number two.
You're lucky I want to be near you, actually. But go ahead.
This is a pretty small room.
Well,
I hope you're not sick.
I'm fine.
All right. And number two, it's what rejection can become if you don't deal with it. It can affect your ability to make sales.
Well, I personally know rejection probably better than anybody.
Really?
Well, men know rejection way better than women. It started in high school.
Yeah.
In the backseat of a car.
Sorry.
And
we get to be the rejectors.
Exactly. And think about it. If you're a guy out there, think about how many times you've been rejected in the backseat of a car when you were in high school. And what were you really willing to do? Did you take the first no? Did you take the first rejection? Or did you try like 10 times, 20 times?
But in an appropriate way, not
like
a Donald Trump.
Of course. Yeah. Because
right?
If she said, come on.
Just double checking.
If she said, I'm not interested, did you say, well, would you like my brochure? Do you want my business card? No, this is a whole episode on how to accept it. Because the rejection is going to happen. If you're a great salesperson, you might make a sale 3 or 4 times out of 10. That means 7 times out of 10, you're going to get rejected.
Mm-hmm. But I have to be okay with it and have fun with it.
And if you're a baseball player, for example, you're going to lose 2 out of 3 times at the plate. If you do that for 20 years, you go to the Hall of Fame. So I think that there is an ability to accept it in a different and better way, and we're going to explore that tonight. So
cool. All right, it's time for our first guest, Kim Orleski. Kim is an international speaker, an author, and a leading sales coach.
And one heck of a woman.
Oh, yeah. Her mission is to help entrepreneurs and small businesses sell better. Let's welcome to the show, Kim Orleski. Hi,
Kim. Hey, Kim.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
We're so glad
it's our darn
here.
Pleasure, Kim. And thanks for paying us all that money.
Oh, wait. Oh, we were supposed to say that.
Oh. All right.
All right, Kim, today's show is all about rejection, and you're a sales coach. How do you coach your salespeople to deal with rejection?
Yeah, you know, I mean, rejection is just one of those things that you have to deal with. I think if you're not rejected, you're playing small, right? If you're not going for the big, you know, asks, the big, asking for the sale and everything, people are going to reject you. So when you have to deal with rejection, it's just, you know, water off a duck's back, right? They're not saying no to you personally. They're saying no to the product. They're saying no to the service. They're saying no to the opportunity that you're providing them.
Is that no from a Canadian duck or is that no from just a North American duck?
I was thinking that sounded like a Canadian analogy.
Yeah.
Ducks. So you're saying that they shouldn't take it personally, but what do you tell people when they are? A lot of salespeople do take it personally.
Yeah, you know, and I think we do only because we become so invested with our clients. We become just engaged with them fully. So when you do face rejection, you know, it's just, you have to continue on, right? And, you know, you're as good as your next sales, you're as good as your next phone call. In the worst case scenarios, I mean, sometimes you just have to take a step back, right? Go for a glass of wine, have, you know, a little pity party for yourself for that hour or something. But you got to get right back to it. Tomorrow is a brand new day. And, you know, we have to face so many no's in order to get to that yes.
And so you focus, you know, your focus is on entrepreneurs and small businesses. How does rejection differ in those arenas than, let's say, a bigger sales force with a dedicated sales staff? Because oftentimes in a small business, the entrepreneur is the sales guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and in that case, they take it even harder than we, like, you know, I came from the corporate world. I was used to getting so many no's. And being as an entrepreneur, we're so invested in our product. It really is an extension of us. And it's harder to take the rejection because we do feel so personally invested in it. But we have to just kind of separate ourselves from the business, right? We have to realize that we're not the no's that we're receiving. It's just, you know, the opportunities that are coming, but we still have to continue on. So they have to be a lot more resilient, right? They have to be a lot more versatile going forward.
How do you take rejection, Kim?
Well, I would love to say that I'm never rejected, but that would be so false. You know what? I mean, I do. But I get to that point where when I am rejected, I just accept it, right? You know, I understand. I still fight for it a little bit more, right? I still, you know, go in for another ask. I try another approach. I don't take no's very easily. I actually, you know, some of my clients and prospects have probably told me no several times, you know, because I continue to go at it. But at some point you have to accept it. And then you move on to the next sales cycle. If, you know, and I tell my clients, if you have a full funnel, if you have lots of prospects you can talk to, rejection is a lot easier to handle because we're not relying so much on one or two clients. We have a pool that we can go after.
So if I was a sales guy out there and I go, wow, that Kim, she's one heck of a woman. How do I find out more about you?
Yeah, I mean, my website is the best way, kimorleski.com. Twitter is also the best way to communicate with me, just at Kim Orleski.
And how do you get your followers?
You know, a little bit of everything. I now with the podcasting that I do, that helps out a lot. But I also do a follow for follow, a like for like type of thing. And that has helped increase my followers quite a bit.
So that's cool. Kim, I want to go back to rejection. One of our listeners, Matt, just wrote on the Facebook wall to this post, I deal with rejection by simply not acknowledging it. Rejection is simply a misunderstanding of what the information I'm trying to provide.
Can you imagine the guy sitting there going, I'm not leaving?
That didn't happen.
Go back. Hold on. So he says, so I put more emphasis on making sure I've explained myself in the most efficient manner possible. Mm-hmm. So he feels like, I like this, Matt, because you're taking ownership for them not understanding what's going on. You're not blaming the customer. It's not the customer's fault that they're saying no.
Right.
What do you think about it? Kim, did we lose you?
Let me tell you what I think about it.
All right, Jeffrey, what do you think about it?
I think that a salesperson who takes simple rejection is not a true salesperson. You have to go through 4 or 5 iterations of rejection in order to be able to have the moxie and the spunk to be able to get where you want to go. That's number one. Number two, and I think this is very important, when Kim is dealing with a small business person, that one rejection could mean your month's rent. Mm-hmm. That one rejection could mean making payroll or not making payroll. It's not some big corporation where they can eat the profit or eat the loss for a month.
Or have like a month's worth or a couple months worth of savings.
I want to share one other thing that I did while I was a salesperson. When I first started out in sales in the 70s, if I made a sale, I would go out to the mall and buy myself something. And if I lost a sale, I would go out to the mall and buy myself something. so that it didn't matter if I won or lost. I felt great the whole time either way.
So you associated win or loss with buying yourself something.
Cool.
I like that, Jeffrey. Oh, Kim's back. Kim.
Kim. What happened? We lost
it. Kim, we're glad you're back. It must be the Canadian phone line or something.
Yeah, no, the Canadian pipeline is what it is. Good, somebody cut it. Yeah.
There were some geese flying above.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Crapping on the entire United States.
So did you have a chance to hear what Matt said?
Yeah, where he doesn't actually acknowledge it. He actually takes the ownership of the rejection.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, you know, and I completely agree with that, you know, because every rejection is an opportunity for us to actually perfect our craft, to perfect our message, and just to become a little bit more clear, you know, by owning it, you know, we can understand where did we kind of fall in the process. And I think there should be a little bit of humility in this, right? We can actually ask the prospect or the client, like, you know, where did the communication kind of fail, or where, you know, what wasn't clear for you, so that we can actually take these as learning experiences.
Yeah, why is your opinion so wrong? I've often told people you're entitled to your wrong opinion. Okay, so hey, listen, you've been a wonderful guest with us. We totally appreciate it. We're going to talk to some Facebook people now. You can go back to the winter. We will reconnect
Thank
with
you.
You.
But Kim, just remind our listeners where to find you.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So my website, kimorleski.com, O-R-L-E-S-K-Y.com.
Cool.
All right.
And they'll find you and sign you up. I hope you make $1 million.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
It's
I have
pleasure.
To make back the money I paid.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Awesome. Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
All right. We're on one of my favorite parts of the show. We're going to say hello to a few people on Facebook right now. So let's get this going here. We have Matt, of course. Hi, Matt. Nathan, Amanda, Rocky, Steve, Kathy, another Amanda, Natalie, Dennis, Brittany, Michael Jordan from Greece. What time is it there? Like
Michael
midnight?
Jordan, my buddy Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I love that.
Cool.
So I've decided to bite Santa's head off.
Jeffrey.
I'm sorry. You're not supposed to eat on. Yeah, I got it. Doug's probably having a conniption fit right now.
What do you guys think about eating while talking to your prospects?
I'm fine with it.
Really?
As long as they're eating, too.
Oh.
So I walk in and
are
offer
you guys
them food.
Eating?
If I offer them food, then I take some. If they're not eating, I don't eat. I don't. It's funny. People say mirror the prospect, which is an old strategy in sales. It's such bullshit. It's not even funny. Because if this prospect is wearing a dress, you're not about to put a dress on if you're a guy. But what you want to do is harmonize with them.
Yeah.
And that's part of getting rid of rejection or preventing rejection is to have genuine harmony with people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a part of the sale that's misunderstood, because they think that if their facts and figures are right, they're going to get the sale.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. So, Doug, are we allowed to ask some of these questions that people are asking? Do we have some time for that?
We do, but can we get
we
to this email
really
question?
We have one really important question.
Yeah, exactly. This question was...
I meant from Facebook.
Oh, okay.
But it's okay.
Well, can we ask the email question? Because we really want people to email these questions to sellerdiet at gitomer.com.
Sure.
And then I promise we'll get to the Facebook questions.
All right, cool.
All right, so this question comes to us all the way from Australia.
Brittany, stay tuned, because we're going to get to your question.
Promise,
yeah.
Brittany. Just hold on one
all
second.
Right.
All right, this question comes to us all the way from Australia, from Gareth. Gareth writes, I love your podcast, and I was hoping you could help me out with a few questions. I'm a contractor, and I don't sell products, I sell services. I've tried cold calling, but either my style sucks, or my potential clients already have a contractor that they prefer. My potential contacts don't tend to be on Facebook or Twitter, where I am not, it's not really in fashion where I'm from. I'm slowly joining various clubs and going to networking events in the area to get to know more contacts, but these things are taking time and I'm hungry for sales right now. What do you think would be a good way to get some good customers fast?
Go to places where they issue the building permits and find out what's being done and by whom. And go visit job sites as much as you possibly can and bring a business card that has to do with construction. Like a nail or a hammer or a ruler or something that's got your name on it. And talk to people about what their next job is. And can you be chosen for one small job so that you can earn a big job.
But those people are going to say, well, I already have a relationship. I already work with someone else.
Everybody has an opportunity to earn business. My dad was in the construction business for a long, long time. And even though people are dead set on who they have with them, they're always willing to take a chance on somebody new for a small job.
Okay, so if Gareth gets rejected for the first time and because they say, oh, I already have an existing relationship, or
Go get a donut or a koala bear. Yeah, well, he's in Australia. Yeah. But go get something.
Well, if he gets a koala bear, at least he'll have a friend after
exactly.
They
well, yeah, or a kiwi. Oh, no, sorry. That's New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want. They. Australians avoid kiwis. They probably don't even admit that they exist.
They
get their ass kicked in football so much.
Okay, so what we're saying is keep trying.
Exactly. Okay. Don't give up the ship.
That's right.
Or the hammer and the nails.
Gareth, thank you for emailing in your question.
So what's going on?
Where did he email that, Doug?
SellerDie@Gittimer.com. Yeah, if you ever have a question about sales, you can email SellerDie@Gittimer.com and we will read it on the show.
Okay, can I just go back to the Facebook feed for
a
second? Because we have a question here from Brittany. How can you tell the difference between a hard no and a soft no so that you can keep trying to sell them?
You take everything as a no. And I don't know the difference between a hard no. A hard no in New York City would be get the hell out of here.
No, but I think what she's saying is like, how do you know if it's they're really not going to move
forward? You don't. You just keep trying.
Like,
you just
maybe you could have an opportunity.
I think I'm getting the message here, Mr. Jones. Were you trying to tell me not yet?
I always just assume that it's never a real no. It's just a not right now.
Right. Not yet is the best way to take it. So I'm going to tell you one other thing, Facebook notwithstanding. We have something that we never reject, and that is our sponsors, the wonderful Death Wish Coffee. We're drinking it right now. Jenny, cheers.
Cheers, Jeffrey.
We drink it in the studio. We drink it in the morning. So go get your first bag of the world's strongest coffee, deathwishcoffee.com.
They have 100% no bullshit, money back guarantee. Uh-huh. What's the risk? Just try it. It's so good.
What do you got to lose? Come on.
And it's made from the strongest possible combination of perfectly roasted beans. Or
you
as
never
Jeffrey
give
likes
up.
To say,
you never
secret
give up.
Formula.
Huh? Oh, it's a secret formula.
There
Where?
You go.
Plankton. Where?
All right. Go to deathwishcoffee.com and get your first bag. Now, sometimes salespeople let rejection cause them to give up when the sale isn't dead. Keep the sale alive and watch this.
Do you give up easily? Take the first no? In 1953, the late, great Elmer Letterman wrote a book called The Sale Begins When the Customer Says No. And that mantra is still true more than 60 years later. By the way, I'm reading one of his other books right now called Personal Power Through Creative Selling. Really great book. More often than not, the answer is not yes on the first sales call. Your job is to call on your attitude, your positive attitude. Set an appointment for the next step in the sale. Document the sales cycle status and get ready for the next step. Find reasons to stay in touch with value messages. The object in sales and selling is not give up. Convert those feelings and thoughts to how you will make the sale. Be more inspired, be more positive, be more resilient. Be more informed, be more prepared, and you'll convert no to yes in a New York minute.
Another great sales strategy in a New York minute. And if you want more, go to Jen's YouTube page. Just go to YouTube and then search Sales in a New York Minute, or go to her website, salesinanewyorkminute.com.
Huh? You're getting a phone call.
Grant's calling. We're getting a call from the great Grant Cardone.
Grant, Doug's going to call you right back.
Yeah, we're going to get him on the show in just a few minutes.
We're excited for you to join us, Grant.
He's excited. He wants to get on the show now.
Exactly. So let's get him on.
All right. We're doing it.
Okay. So go to Jen's blog. Go to Jen's website. Go to Jen's YouTube channel. Go get more Jen right this minute. Salesinanewyorkminute.com.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
No problem, honey.
All right, so we've talked about rejection.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I call you honey? Because some chicks get upset when you call me. Okay, good.
All right, I've heard that before. So we've talked about rejection from the perspective of salespeople, but how about the sales managers out there? First, they experience rejection, but second, they have to deal with people or maybe an entire staff
that are rejecting
that's
them.
That's dealing with a bad case of rejection.
Oh. The secret of sales management is encouragement, not reprimanding.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to, literally, I'm giving you the 1 minute secret of sales management success. Encourage your people to succeed and encourage them all the way up to the day that you may have to fire them.
I think I talked about this on the last show, but when I was selling Cutco knives, my manager at the time made me call after each sale. And if I got rejected at the sale, which was rare, but it happened because I always, he would pump me up. That was his job.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, our next guest is an international sales expert, New York Times bestselling author, and radio show host of The Cardone Zone. He has founded three companies, Cardone Enterprises, Cardone Real Estate Holdings, and the Cardone Group. He has shared his sales and business expertise as a motivational speaker and an author of 5 books. Sell to Survive, The Closer Survival Guide, If You're Not First, You're Last, The 10X Rule, Sell or Be Sold, and his greatest accomplishment, we really should be talking about his greatest accomplishment, he's a friend of mine. So let's welcome the great Grant Cardone.
Welcome to the show,
Jeffrey
Grant.
Dude. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
We are so excited you're on.
Yeah, I just shared the screen, so we're going to get some more people to come in here and watch the great Jeffrey Gittimer.
Oh, my God.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Gluckow's here, too. She's pretty damn great herself, and she's a New Yorker. So you have to watch out for her. They like sneak up behind you and whack you over the side of the head with a bagel.
Yeah. Hey guys,
egg
real
bagels.
Quick, let me just tell you this. Tell your producer that you have another show pinned at the top of your Facebook page.
Okay.
So your live stream is showing up second on your page.
All right.
He's aware of it.
He's on it.
We're in the studio right now, Grant. We're cool
on
it.
Yeah, no problem. I know you are. Hey, look, I just want to say I'm a big fan of both of you guys. You're awesome.
Thank you.
You're helping a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And appreciate you having me.
And we're having a good time. You know, we're up here in the north, up here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could survive in this climate or not. This morning it was about 40 degrees.
I think it was freezing.
If you live in Miami, at 40 degrees, you start tearing your house down and use it for kindling for a fireplace, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Grant, we're celebrating November this week by talking about rejection, how to avoid it, and how to deal with it. And we want to get your perspective on sales, on the sales manager side of it. How should a sales manager deal with an employee that's struggling with rejection?
Well, you don't do it the way the Democrats are doing it right now.
Seriously? You don't want a bunch of little kids out in the street whining about who won or lost? Come on.
Yeah. Okay. So here's my deal. And I've listened to some of the stuff y'all talked about, but for me, okay, rejection is not an emotion. You can't find, like, there's no, what do they call those emoticons?
Exactly.
Emojis? Right,
emojis, yeah.
What do you
emojis?
Call them?
Emojis.
Emojis. Yeah. The emoji, there's no emoji for rejection.
It's not like the poop
rejection
emoji.
Rejection is not. No. Well, it could be a poop emoji, but the point is, like, rejection is not an emotion. It is not like something that you need to medicate over. It's an indication that you don't have enough in your pipeline.
Correct.
I mean, for me, there's nothing going on here other than I just lost my best lead, man. I got nobody to talk to, and that hurts.
Yeah, they don't have enough to do once they get rejected. I agree with that.
It sounds like you're saying you shouldn't care so much about that one opportunity.
Look, if you had something else going on, it wouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you had another deal, if you had another customer waiting, if you had another appointment to go to, if you're in a hurry and you got a full pipeline, what happened to you a few minutes ago will not be your emphasis. What you're doing next will be. And so rejection for me has always been an indication that my business plan is broken. It's not a deal. It's I don't have any business. My business model's screwed up.
Or grant that the customer says, I don't perceive you as valuable enough or interesting enough to move forward. It's actually a report card more than it is a circumstance.
Yeah. But I mean, look, the reality is no matter how likable you are, Jeffrey, okay?
And I am extremely likable, Grant, and you are an excellent judge of that.
I am an excellent judge. He would not like you, particularly because you don't like yourself so much, you know? So, you can have the best product, the lowest price, and be the perfect guy with the perfect breast, the perfect blouse, and the perfect offer, and exceed everybody's expectations by 1,000. You're still not getting all the deals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've been, you know, Hollywood is filled with actresses and actors that aren't as good as somebody else that's sitting at home and never got the audition.
It's funny. You read stories about people like J.K. Rowling who put out the Harry Potter thing. He got 37 rejections and then sold 50 million books. So you got to be willing to get to the 38th one.
How many rejections did you get, Jeffrey, before you published your first book?
When I went to New York City to publish the sales Bible, I got 13 straight rejections and one person said yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Grant, have you ever been professionally rejected?
Dude, every day. How about every day? Okay, like.
But anything major that comes to mind?
Yeah.
I want to know how you dealt with it.
How about this for major, okay?
Okay.
I got this deal. I'm buying a deal. How about when you get rejected when you're buying a deal?
Wow.
Seller rejected me. The seller rejected me. I was buying this apartment.
Is that possible?
Okay. Sure.
Yes, of course it is, because there was other buyers.
Oh.
And I said the wrong thing. I said the wrong thing to the buyer, to the seller, in an interview process. It was a big commercial real estate deal. It was a $45 million deal. And there was three people that were interested in buying it. I was one of them. And the guy interviewed the buyers to make sure they would close. And I said one wrong thing, and they picked the other buyer. And so, I'm like, okay, I got the money. I can close. I was probably the best buyer of the three.
Mm-hmm.
But I said one wrong thing. What it sounded like one wrong thing. That's what the real estate broker told me. I said, bro, no deal ever blows over one wrong thing.
That's correct.
You know, and I hear a lot of, and I know you agree with that, right, Jeff?
Totally, I agree with that, Grant.
I could have bad breath, and the guy's like, oh, I didn't buy it because you got bad breath. Nobody ever doesn't buy it as the one thing. Never. It's an accumulation of things or things you don't know.
The guy who got elected president of the United States did 450 wrong things that all got reported on the news all over the world, and he still somehow won the deal.
Exactly, you know. And notice, oh, by the way, so much for mirroring.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, how much mirroring, tonality, how much of that bullshit did Donald Trump do? Zero.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, Jeffrey, I love that you called out the whole mirroring tonality.
Such a bunch of crap. If they talk fast, you talk fast.
That's stupid.
Nuts.
It's nuts, dude, because now you're into pure manipulation. And by the way, you're the only one that you'll never sell a professional buyer trying to match them. They'll see it immediately.
Yep. Yeah. Salespeople don't get that it's not about manipulation. It's about harmony. And it's about making sure that you have some decent rapport and some value proposition that the person actually buys. And if you don't have that, I don't care what the hell you do. I don't care how good your slideshow is, because most slideshows pretty much suck. So, there's a rumor out, Grant, that me and you and Jen are going to be doing a couple of webinars together, and we're going to rock the sales world. Did you know that?
Did you hear the rumor?
Let me tell you. I heard the rumor.
I also heard
the rumor that you guys... That you guys were going to come to Miami and do a seminar with me down there.
We're so in.
My rear end will be there. We're coming into January, which is Miami season.
Yep.
This is when all the snowbirds come down there and can't see over their steering wheel, driving 9 miles an hour. Yep. But we'll be there anyway.
I love it. That'll be fun.
I will gladly do one with you in Miami.
Yep.
We'll do it the normal 90-10 split, Grant. We'll just find
always, bro. Always. Look, money.
Yeah.
When you get successful as I am, the money doesn't matter anymore.
Cool. Well, I'm glad to hear that. But
that's the way you start a negotiation with a Jewish guy. Okay?
Money doesn't matter, because then he thinks he's got it in the bag, and you have both your hands in his pocket.
Right. Then he just goes to sleep on you. He's like, okay, I'm all good. This guy's going to pay all the money.
So, okay, I'm wide awake, and we're coming to Miami. Why don't we set a date? Let's try to be there the end of February, 1st of March.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think that gives us enough time. So I want to do a big event down here.
I agree.
A lot of people.
Cool.
So look, this rejection thing, on the rejection thing, you know, just the thing that one of my guys asked one of my sales managers today, hey, dude, what's the thing that I say? What's that thing? I'm like, bro, this, you know, there ain't no one thing, man.
Right.
Like, quit looking for shortcuts.
Exactly.
You guys got to quit looking for the one thing and study. You know, I studied Gittimer. You know, I studied Brian Tracy. I studied the greats. I didn't study Jen because I got turned on to her too late, but I should have. I know I should have been studying. And then, by the way, if you're watching the show right now, make sure you're not studying too many people.
Right.
Because you'll end up confused with conflicting data.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just don't be fooled by the fact that you have to do something where you're not really being yourself. The key to this whole process is take what I'm saying, take what Jen's saying, take what you're saying, Grant, and mold it into something that you feel comfortable with. Put it in your own skin and be yourself when you're talking to that person.
So, Grant, I just got a text from someone who said they're in like a rejection slump. What would you tell them? How do they get out of the slump?
Male or female?
Why does it matter?
It matters a whole lot.
It does not matter. It does not matter.
All right. So I'm going to give you two little answers, one for male, one for female. Then
you're a sexist, xenophobe, homophobe.
Why does it matter?
With four daughters and four granddaughters, I'm entitled.
It doesn't make you right, though. It doesn't matter.
Women take rejection a lot more seriously than men and a lot more personally than men do. And you can say whatever you want, but they're more of an emotionally driven human being than the guy is. And I want to make sure that the woman doesn't feel that they're rejecting her for some stupid reason and take it so personally that she won't build her sales skills.
I don't agree with that.
All right, what are your thoughts, Grant?
I know grown men that act like little girls, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now the streets are full of them.
Yeah, no kidding. This is what I would tell the person, okay? Quit being so selfish. Quit thinking about you all the time. Not everything is about you and your feelings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares that you're disappointed.
Exactly.
Quit giving yourself reasons not, you know, it's bullshit, man. Just get up, put your freaking pants on or your blouse or whatever.
Yeah.
And go get you another customer. There's 7 billion people on planet.
Yeah, go find another one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
or call it what it is. Throw in the towel, quit blaming it on rejection, and say, I'm ready to quit.
Yeah, I'm going to be a dog catcher.
Yeah, just say, I'm quitting. I'm a quitter.
Yeah. You know what I tell salespeople that are thinking about quitting? Become the number one salesperson in the company, then quit.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that, man. I love you, man.
Jeffrey.
Thank you, Grant. I love you, too. We will be in Miami, y'all, to do it. You know what I think we should do?
Let's do Miami, New York, L.A.
Hold on a minute. And have a seminar for salespeople and a separate one just for sales managers.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they need it sometimes just as bad as the other guy.
There's a rumor, Jeffrey, there's a rumor that I had some ideas about how we could do this even bigger. But anyway, it's just a rumor.
Okay. I'm good with it. Whatever the rumor is, Grant, I'm going to believe it.
You heard it here first.
Exactly. I love rumors. Rumors are my second favorite.
I don't know how much time you want to give me here, but I would like to shift the conversation a bit.
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Uh-oh. Okay? Go ahead. Uh-oh.
I want to shift this because there's a big lesson that everybody should learn from Donald Trump. Authenticity. Okay. Plain talk. Simple talk. Straight up. Having an opinion is popular.
Exactly.
With half of the country.
Yep.
With half of the country. The other half of the country needs to be lied to. And you can't.
Grant, that is fabulous.
And you can't. You got to pick what kind of salesman you want to be.
Yeah.
Do you want to be the Wolf of Wall Street?
No, I want to remember what I said. I don't want
to. The easiest way to remember is to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the. So you can't do any of the mirroring. All the tonality, the mirroring. What's that other bullshit called? The
modeling.
I don't know. They got NSTAR. What is it called?
Modeling. I don't know.
Channeling. Look, all that is manipulation selling,
right.
And that has been a problem with selling for the last 100 years because there's been so much manipulation in it that the salesperson, good, honest people, don't feel good about what they're doing after 90 days, and then they quit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you can see it in people's production. People's production goes down. You know, they come out the gate the first couple of weeks and they're doing great because they don't know they don't feel good about what they're doing. They're excited about it.
Yeah.
And what? then 60 days into it, they're like, you know what? I just told the guy I don't know when I do. I told him I don't know how much it is when I know how much we're going to sell it for. I kept putting off his question. You know, I'm acting like him because I slowed my speech down because he slowed down.
Yep.
I took interest in his kids when I really don't have any interest in his kids. I actually hate children. You know, so, but, and you see his production start going down. He could pull that off for about 8 or 10 days, and now the individual doesn't feel good about it. So you got to pick. Are you going to be the straight up, authentic Donald Trump kind of guy? Or are you going to be the other kind of salesman that says, hey, college is free. We're going to give you everything. We're going to take care of you. And I mean, look, there's some of that with Trump too. I mean, he lies too. Let's keep it real. Right. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but the bottom line is he was perceived more authentic and got elected,
And
especially by Midwesterners who look for authenticity.
Yep. And
all I'm saying is there's different buyers out there.
Yeah.
Some of them can take the truth, man. Yep. Some of them can be like, you know what, dude, I can't get there. I cannot get to that number. That's one thing I do in every deal is I shut the rejection down early. If I'm going to be rejected, I learned this in Louisiana. If you're going to take an ass whipping, take it quick.
That's funny as hell, by the way.
If you can build your pipeline big enough, then you can start asking questions to buyers quicker to find out if they're actually going to do business with you. Ask them hard questions.
Of course. Yeah. I grew up selling in New York City, and you have about a minute to make your sales pitch in New York City, and it better be straightforward, and it better be truthful, or you have a world of hurting coming down.
And you better be okay with rejection, because they're going to slam that door in your face.
Yeah. Up yours is a greeting when I was cold calling. But I think that you have to look at this, and you're exactly correct, Grant. You have to be, as a salesperson, to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be honest and honorable about it, or you got a real problem.
Yeah.
It may not be a short-term problem, but it is definitely a long-term problem.
Grant,
this
is just the beginning. We're so excited that you're on our show, and we can't wait to come down to Miami to do another live.
We want to see our brothers down there, Grant. We we don't get any chicken noodle soup up here. There's no matzo ball soup.
We need some matzo ball soup.
Exactly.
There's no Jewish people in Miami, bro. They're all in West Palm Beach.
Well, that's
only a short car ride away.
Exactly. And by the way, for the listening audience, I was born in West Palm Beach.
Yeah, you were.
Yep.
Yeah.
St. Mary's Hospital.
But I'm in Miami, man. We got color down here. Okay. We got everything's happening down here. When you go West Palm Beach, feels like you're like it's a country club. The whole city's a country club. You get down here, you don't quite know what country you're in anymore.
Right. That's true. You don't even know what language you're speaking.
Yeah, but people love Miami. So look, you guys, we'll figure it out. Okay.
Thank you
so much for having me on.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Grant. You take care of your babies. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Grant.
Wow, that was something, wasn't it? So now what do we talk about? I think we're kind of ready to roll, right?
I just want to say one thing about the election.
Yeah.
You know, Trump was rejected over and over again in the media.
And stood back up.
And there were times where he said, where they even started rumors, like, Trump's going to quit.
No, his own party rejected him.
Right, he is our own party. Everyone rejected him.
All the big people in politics said, we're not backing him, we don't like him. And now all of a sudden, okay, Mr. Trump, what can we do?
But he said, I came here to win. I'm not quitting.
Yeah, that's true. I got to give him that. I mean, you may not agree with him, but you cannot disagree with the result of what happened after person after person after person rejected him out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
there you go.
Not half the people. Well,
exactly.
Anyway, so where should people go, Doug, to find out more information about Grant? Should they go to Cardone U?
Yeah, Cardone University.
Yeah, just Google Cardone University.
Yeah, or Grant Cardone. Just, cool. Just go there.
GrantCardone.com is probably...
Hey, he's very straightforward. You're going to like it. And if you really want to see, if you want to know how to sell, call one of his salespeople.
There's one thing about Grant we know. He can be found. He's not hiding.
Google his name. I'm sure it's the top 500,000 results.
Hey, listen. He's a great guy. Everything that he said tonight was off the cuff, straightforward, and from his heart.
Yeah.
He said nothing from his head.
Yeah, I'm really glad he joined us.
Yeah, me
too. Let's head back out to Facebook real quick.
Let's head back out to Facebook. All right, we have Matt blowing up the feed and Kim and Dan. Hi, Dan. Thanks for joining us. Peter, Ricardo, watching from Cozumel. Cool.
Oh, wow.
Pranav.
Cozumel, isn't that where the Smurfs are?
Really?
I don't know.
The Smurfs.
Aren't they from cold? Okay, I don't know. Pranav from New Zealand. Wow, way to go.
This is so cool.
Someone, I saw it earlier. I don't see it right this second. The feed's like annoying on the computer. But someone said before, like, this is so cool. I can be watching you all the way from Ireland. Facebook Live rocks.
Wow.
So it's cool that we switched the format
of
the
show. I'm so happy that we're international, and I'm very proud of it. I'm also so happy that we get to touch that many people around the world.
Yeah.
We've only started, by the way. This is only our third week being live on Facebook.
There's technical difficulties, but you know, we're
big deal. Get over it.
Pains. We're going to figure it out.
Right. So. We're first. How about that? And when you're first, shit happens.
All right. Whether you're watching or listening, thank you for joining us on Sell or Die. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or whatever you use to get your podcast. Just search Sell or Die. We're back next week. We won't be live because it's the Thanksgiving holiday. But we'll have a special Thanksgiving themed edition of Sell or Die, which you can find on my Facebook, facebook.com/Jen in any minute, or...
We're going to talk about gratefulness on that Thanksgiving. My Facebook is facebook.com/Jeffrey Gittimer, all one word.
Thanks to our guest, Kim Orleski, and the great Grant Cardone. Our producer is Doug Branson, and our technical director is Chris Hill. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, reminding you to get out there and sell, even if your cranberry dressing and your ass falls off.